那感谢主，我们刚刚听到我们施传道他的勉励。
Praise the Lord, just now we heard the encouragement from Preacher Shea.
勉励我们要常常的喜乐。
He exhorted us to rejoice always.
喜乐啊，也是一个基督徒的标志。
Joy is a sign of a Christian.
一个喜乐的基督徒更能够显示出信仰的价值跟可贵。
A joyful Christian expresses the value and preciousness of his faith.
保罗不断地要我们靠主喜乐。
And Paul constantly encouraged us to rejoice in the Lord.
保罗他也是一个很懂得喜乐秘诀的人。
And Paul has found the secret to a joyful life.
那到底保罗他这个喜乐些什么事情啊？
Why was Paul so joyful?
他喜从何来？他乐又何在啊？
What was the source of his joy?
我们看保罗要我们喜乐的时候他自己的处境是什么。
Let's consider Paul's circumstances when he commanded us to rejoice.
他是被关在罗马监狱里头啊。
He was being imprisoned at that time.
一个被关在监狱里头受苦的人。
He was suffering in jail.
竟然能够叫人家喜乐。
A person like him was able to command others to rejoice.
这实在是让我们想不透。
This is indeed remarkable.
他怎么会有这么大的信心呢？
It's puzzling to see how that such a person could have great faith like this.
因为他靠着主耶稣基督啊。
This is because he trusted in the Lord Jesus.
他就能够喜乐。
That's why he was able to rejoice.
不只是自己在监狱里头受苦。
Not only was he suffering physically in his jail.
在外面还有他心里所牵挂教会的种种事情。
He also was very concerned about the things in the church.
教会这个腓立比教会遇到一些困难。
The Philippian church met with some difficulties.
保罗却还能够喜乐。
But Paul still rejoiced.
我们来看这个腓立比书的第一章。
Let's read Philippians chapter 1.
腓立比书一章十五节。
Chapter 1 verse 15.
十五节，有的传基督是出于嫉妒纷争，有的也有是出于好意。十六节，这一等是出于爱心，知道我是为辨明福音设立的。十七节，那一等传基督是出于结党，并不诚实，意思要加增我捆锁的苦楚。十八节，这又何妨呢？或是假意，或是真心，无论怎么样，基督究竟被传开了。为此我就欢喜，并且还要欢喜。这里讲到保罗他的欢喜的原因。
This passage tells us the reason for Paul's joy.
虽然有人传福音，动机并不单纯。
Even though some people preached out of wrong motives.
爱主的心不单纯。
Their love for the Lord was not pure.
侍奉主的动机也不单纯。
Their motivations for serving God was also wrong.
但保罗他说这又何妨呢？
But Paul says, what does it matter?
因为基督究竟被传开了。
The important thing is that Christ is preached.
因为有主耶稣在把关。
Because Christ is over all.
他想到这样他就快乐了。
And at the thought of this, he rejoiced.
因着福音兴旺他就快乐。
When the gospel prospered, he rejoiced.
在腓立比书第一章里头
According to Philippians chapter 1,
有五个地方提到福音。
There are five places that mentions the gospel.
从这五个地方，我们可以归纳四个兴旺福音的秘诀。
Based on these mentioning of the gospel, we can find four secrets to preaching the gospel.
这就是保罗他喜乐的原因。
And these are also the sources of Paul's joy.
我们现在就借着腓立比书的第一章，我们来谈一谈保罗他的喜乐。
Now, based on Philippians chapter 1, we will discuss Paul's joy.
就是怎么样来兴旺福音。
And in other words, how do we advance the gospel?
我们来看一章，腓立比书一章第五节。
Let's read Philippians chapter 1, verse 5.
五节，因为从头一天直到如今，你们是同心合意的兴旺福音。那这里谈到这个腓立比教会，
This is about the Philippian church.
从头一天直到保罗写信给他们的时候，都同心合意的兴旺福音。
From the first day until the day when Paul wrote the letter, they have been partners in the gospel.
这里告诉我们，福音要被兴旺的第一个秘诀，就是要同心合意。
According to this verse, the first secret to the prosperity of the gospel is unity.
也就是说这个福音工作是一项整体性的这个工作。
In other words, the preaching of the gospel is a collective effort.
绝对不是个人能够单独来承担的。
It cannot be shouldered by individuals.
在一个布道会里头。
During an evangelical service,
哪一个工作最重要呢？
Which work is most important?
每个工作都重要。
Every work is important.
甚至那个接待的工作，站在门口那一位。
Even the people standing at the door as ushers.
欢迎慕道朋友。
Welcoming true seekers in.
或者是送慕道朋友离开。
Or seeing them off.
那个人也最重要。
These are the most important people.
我想说那个人有什么重要呢？
Some may ask, why are they important?
只是站在那边欢迎然后这个下次再来，他有那么重要吗？
They just stand there and greet people and see them off. Are they really that important?
有一个大学
In a college,
一个教授对他们学生做考试。
A professor gave an examination to the students.
这是一个管理学院。
And this was a school.Management school.
这个教授就问这些学生说，在一间饭店里头
And the professor asked the students in a restaurant.
你们认为哪一个职位最重要？
Which is the most important work?
很多人要写经理
Some people say it's the manager.
或者是董事长啦。
Some say it's the chair, board of directors.
或者是企划部门
Or those of the R&D.
但是只有一个学生说是站在门口那个开车门的最重要了。
But someone said it's the person, the porter who opens the doors for people.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为客人第一个接触到这个饭店的人就是那一个开车门的 waiter.
Because he is the first contact that people.Make with the restaurant.
他的笑容
His smile.
决定这个客人来到这个饭店是不是愿意住下来
Well, decide whether the guests will want to stay at the hotel.
还有他的殷勤的送客
And the way he sees the guests off.
也决定这个客人是不是下次还要来光临这家饭店
Well, decide whether the guests will come back to this hotel.
所以他觉得那个那个位置是最重要的。
So the student believed that the porter is the most important.
结果他得了最高分。
And he received the highest point.
在日本有个故事说。
A story in Japan went like this.
有一个财团想要承购一片土地要盖整体的这个办公大楼。
A group of investors wanted to build an office building on a piece of property.
大家都把地都卖给财团了。
And people sold the properties to this investor group.
就是有一个老太太死都不卖。
But one old lady refused to sell her property.
她认为财团都是有钱人欺负贫穷人
Because she did not want the investors to take over the poor people's properties.
别人没有志气我老太婆可没有那么没志气
She said, people may let go of their properties, but me, an old lady, will not.
绝对不卖。
I will not sell my property.
这个财团出再高的价钱她还是不卖。
So it doesn't matter how much the investors paid her, she would not sell them.
高级主管跑断腿还是没有用。
Now, even the director tried to persuade her, it was of no use.
有一天早上
One morning,
这个财团的办公室
In the office of the investors,
当大家都还没有上班的时候，只有一个工友在里面打扫。
Before everyone got to work, there was a janitor cleaning up the building.
突然外面下起大雨
And suddenly there was a heavy rain outside.
这个工友看到，外面怎么有一个老太太在那边淋雨
Then the janitor noticed that there was an old lady in the rain outside.
他就赶快把她请进来咯。
He quickly invited her into the building.
赶快这个 帮他啊把这个雨水啊擦干呐、啊，免得感冒。
He helped her wipe off the rain so that she would not catch cold.
啊，奉上啊啊一杯热茶给她驱寒。
And he gave her a cup of hot water.
结果啊啊当天呐、啊，那个老太太就把地卖掉。
That very day, the old lady agreed to sell her piece of property.
原来、啊、这个淋雨的老太太就是那一个拥有那一块地的老太太。
It turned out that this lady in the rain was the lady that did not want to sell her property.
为什么她要卖呢？
Why did she decide to sell it?
因为她说啊，我啊当天来是要跟公司表态，我死也不卖这块地、啊。
She said she came in the rain that morning in order to tell the investors that she would never sell the land until she died.
你们不要再找人来了啦。
So she was telling them, don't come and bother me anymore.
想不到却遇到下大雨、啊。
But it turned out to be pouring outside.
身体都淋湿了。
She was drenched.
正当不知道该如何是好啊。
She didn't know what to do.
啊，结果啊，你们的公司啊。啊，有人把我请进去啊！啊，很热诚的款待我。
And this janitor welcomed her in and accepted her.
让我很感动。
She was very moved.
我改变我的主意了。
So she changed her mind.
啊，因为啊，有这么好的员工，这个公司一定是好的。
She said, if there's such a good employee in this company, this must be a good company.
所以我决定卖了。
So I decided to sell it to you.
你说是不是小兵立大功呢？
So in this case, someone insignificant as a janitor made a great accomplishment.
所以在教会里面的侍奉也是这样子。
This is the same with the service in the church.
没有分说啊，这个讲台侍奉才重要，没有这回事。
There's no such thing as the speakers being the most important people.
啊，传道讲得再怎么好。
Doesn't matter how eloquent the preachers are.
啊，结束之后啊，啊，信徒都不跟慕道朋友打招呼的。
If the members do not greet the true seekers.
你说慕道朋友会愿意继续再来吗
？Will the true seekers continue to come？
所以啊，是整体性的服事。
So our service is a collective effort。
啊，再来啊，同心合意啊。
Let's talk about unity。
啊，是同谁的心，合谁的意啊、
？What kind of mind and heart should we share？
不是同你的心，也不是合我的意啊。
It doesn't mean that I have to conform to your opinion or you to mine。
是要同耶稣的心和神的旨意、啊、
Rather, we should all share and conform to the mind and heart of Jesus Christ.
腓立比书的第二章那边讲到说啊啊，要以基督的心为心啊。
Philippians chapter 2 tells us to have the heart of Christ.
我们来看第二章
chapter 2
第一节
verse 1.
所以在基督里若有什么样劝勉，爱心有什么样安慰，圣灵有什么交通，信众有什么慈悲怜悯。二节
2.
你们就要意念相同，爱心相同，有一样的心思，有一样的意念，使我的喜乐可以满足。三节
Three.
凡事不可结党，不可贪图虚浮的荣耀，只要存心谦卑，个人看别人比自己强。四节
Four.
个人不要单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。五节
Five.
你们当以基督、啊、耶稣的心为心。六节
Six.
他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等啊，为强夺的。七节
Seven.
反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。八节
Eight.
既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。这里呀、啊，啊，保罗勉励腓立比教会的信徒，要以耶稣基督的心为心，要以神的旨意为意啊。
Paul encouraged the Philippians to share the attitude of Jesus Christ and the will of God.
啊，这样教会啊才能够兴旺。
Only then will the church be prosperous.
福音才能广传呐。
Only then will the gospel be spread.
好，所以要同心合意。
Therefore, it's important to be united.
做整体的服事。
So that we can work collectively as a body.
啊，再来这里，保罗又说，啊，是从头一天直到如今。
Paul also said that their partnership was from the first day until now.
从保罗啊到这个腓立比去啊成立腓立比教会，直到保罗写这一封信给腓立比教会啊，相隔了十二年之久。
The time between Paul's establishment of the Philippian church to the time of the writing of Philippians was about 12 years.
十二年之久，腓立比教会都能够同心合意兴旺福音。
Throughout all these 12 years, the Philippians had always been partners in the gospel.
这就不简单哦。
this is not easy.
很多教会啊, 刚成立的时候很同心。
Some churches are very united at the beginning.
或者是要盖会堂的时候很同心啊。
Or they are very united when they purchase a chapel.
但是时间一久, 啊, 就, 啊, 很多声音跑出来了。
But after a while, complaints begin to surface.
有一间教会,
in a particular church,
啊, 他们重盖会堂,
they were rebuilding the chapel.
为了这个会堂里面的，为了这个办公室里面的隔间呐，争论不休。
They had a lot of divisions about how to partition the offices.
这个负责人呐，跟那个泥水匠说啊，我要怎样隔啊。
One of the church council members told the contractor how he wanted the rooms to be partitioned.
那另外一个负责人来的时候说，你怎么这样弄呢？打掉，打掉。 又另外叫他另外一个方式隔间啊。
But when the second church council member came and saw the partition, he said, "This is not good. Tear it down. Let's do it my way."
又另外一个负责人来看到说，怎么会变这样啊？敲掉，敲掉，重新再来。
And yet another board member came and said, "How can this be? Let's do it my way."
后来那个泥水匠啊，不胜其烦呐，对这些负责人讲。
Now the contractor was very upset and said to these council members,
亏你们还信耶稣啊！
And you call yourselves Christians?
连这个小事你们都没办法同心了。
And you can't even agree on such a small thing?
我不干了，你们找别人了。
I quit. Go find someone else.
真是啊，给主耶稣丢脸了。They
really put Jesus to shame.
还有个教会啊。In
another church.
只是为了会堂里面放几排椅子，也争论不休。
They had all sorts of arguments about how many rows it should be placed in the church.
有的说啊，买那个长一点的，放几排就好。
Some wanted longer pews and fewer of them.
有的说啊，不要那么长啊，短一点啊，多放几排啦。
Some wanted shorter pews with more of them.
这样一拖再拖啊，那个教会啊，献堂的日期遥遥无期啊。
So this argument dragged on and on until they could not dedicate the chapel.
实在很不应该。
This should not be.
这样怎么能够荣耀神的名呢？
How can we glorify God's name?
所以腓立比教会不简单。The
Philippian church is indeed remarkable.
12年来都能够始终如一。For
12 years, they had consistently been united.
盼望我们的教会都是这样子。I
hope our churches will all be the same.
从头一天直到如今，同样爱主，同样的热心。
That we may always love the Lord and be fervent from the first day until now.
不以个人得失为重。
And we will not put our own interests above God's will.
在爱中啊, 相互饶恕, 互相包容。
Instead, bear with one another and forgive one another.
我们再来看兴旺福音的第二个秘诀。
Let's now look at the second secret to the advancement of the gospel.
腓立比书一章第七节。
Let's read Philippians 1 verse 7.
七节，我为你们众人有这样的意念，原是应当的，因你们常在我心里，无论我是在捆锁之中。 是辨明证实福音的时候，你们都与我一同得恩。这里保罗谈到辨明证实福音呢。Paul
speaks here of defending and confirming the gospel.
辨明证实福音呢，不是只有传道的事情啊。Defending
and confirming the gospel is not just the task of preachers.
是我们所有的弟兄姐妹的共同的事咯。It
should involve all the brothers and sisters.
什么是辨明福音呢？What
does it mean to defend the gospel?
辨明福音呢，需要了解真理。In
order to defend the gospel, we must know the truth.
需要认识异端呢。We
must discern the heresy.
有人说什么是传道人？Some
people ask, "What is a preacher?"
当然不是只有专职的传道而已。Of
course not. It's not only the full-time preachers.
我们每个人都是传道人。All
of us are preachers.
当传道人呢，要有三个要件呢。A
preacher must consist of three criteria.
你要像人啊,
First, he must be a true human being.
你要会做人,
In other words, he must be on good terms with others.
行事为人要像个人,
he must behave humanely.
就是你要有好见证,
In other words, he needs to be a good witness.
向人家传福音很简单也很困难。
It's very easy, but at the same time, very difficult to preach.
简单就是说啊, 讲一讲而已嘛。
It's easy in the sense that you just have to tell others about what your faith.
但是困难的啊，是在于说要形成你能够传福音的立场，不容易。
But it is hard, because you have to provide the basis for your faith.
向什么人传福音最困难呢?
When is it most difficult to preach the gospel?
向自己家里的人传福音最困难啊?
It is when you preach to your own family members.
你怎么样,我从早看到完,你就是什么样的人啊?
Because your family knows you inside out.
你要跟我说教,免了吧。
They don't want to hear you lecture them.
你先把自己管好再说吧。
They want to see you change.
所以要向自己家里人传福音最困难。
So it's most difficult to preach to your own family.
所以传道人第一个就要会做人。
Therefore, the first most important criteria is the preacher's personality.
人是按照神的形象做的。
We were created in God's image.
你要活出神的形象来。
We must express God's image.
再来就是啊, 你要有道可以传啊。
Secondly, a preacher must have a message to share.
传道人不是做生意拉保险的。
A preacher is not a salesman.
你要传讲神的道。
In order to preach the word of God.
你有没有道呢?
Do you have the word of God?
你对真理了解多少呢?
Do you know the truth?
你不要变成瞎眼的领路咯。
You should not be a blind guide.
不要为主耶稣乱开支票咯。
Don't write blank checks for Jesus.
到时候跳票啊，那主耶稣不负责任哦。
What happens if the checks bounce?
所以要有道可以传。
So you must have preached the right message.
辨明福音啊，就是如此的。
And this is what it means to defend the gospel.
所以我们要不断充实自己属灵的知识。
So we must constantly nourish ourselves with spiritual knowledge.
我们要熟读圣经。
We must be well versed in the scriptures.
要认识异端。
We must discern heresies.
最后就是要有传的意愿。
Finally, a preacher must be motivated.
你懂很多没有错。
You may know a lot.
如果你只是当个图书馆啊。
But if you're only a library.
对人没有实质的帮助。
It will not help others.
你要当广播电台。
You need to be a broadcast station.
福音的广播电台。
Gospel station.
它不是说人闲话的广播电台。
Not a gossip station.
这样对人才有帮助啊。
That's how you can help others.
传道人是这样子。
That's what a preacher should be.
信徒也应当如此。
So every believer should be the same.
除了辨明福音之外, 你还要证实福音。
Besides defending the gospel, we must also confirm the gospel.
什么是证实福音呢?
What does it mean to confirm the gospel?
你需要经历你所领受的真理啊。
We must experience firsthand the message we have believed.
你要去体验啊。
We must experience it.
也就是说你要有生命的见证。
We must have the witness of life.
信仰绝对不是神学理论的堆积而已啊。
Faith is not accumulation of theology.
你讲的道要感动人。
Your message must touch others.
要先感动自己啊。
But you must first be moved yourself.
自己都不会感动了, 人家怎么会感动呢?
If you are not moved by the message, how can you touch others?
怎么要让自己感动呢?
How can we be moved ourselves?
你要去经历啊, 要去体验啊。
We need to go through the experience ourselves.
经历神在你身上的恩典。
We need to experience God's grace in our lives.
体验神在你身上的神迹。
We need to experience God's miracles in our lives.
这样的见证才是生命的见证。
Such witnesses will be witnesses of life.
所以用真理来辨明福音。
So we should defend the gospel with the truth.
用经历来证实福音。
And we should confirm the gospel with our experience.
保罗跟希拉, 他们啊, 怎么样建立这个腓立比教会的?
How did Paul and Silas establish the church in Philippi?
使徒行传的16章就有记载。
According to Acts 16,
他们被抓到监牢里面。
They were imprisoned.
被打了一顿。
They were beaten.
被铐上了脚镣手铐。
They were cuffed.
结果他们在半夜里面, 黑夜二重唱啊。
And in the middle of the night, two of them had a duet.
唱诗祷告赞美神。
And they sang hymns praying to God.
就神让地大震动。
And God sent a great earthquake.
监牢的门, 还有囚犯的脚镣手铐都松脱了。
Until that the doors flew open, and their chains fell loose.
禁足在绝望之余, 原本想要自杀畏罪, 畏罪自杀。
The jailer panicked and wanted to kill himself.
结果保罗阻止他，对他宣传福音。But
Paul stopped him and preached to him.
这场经历惊天动地。This
was such an astounding incident.
保罗西拉为什么不跑？Why
didn't Paul and Silas run?
他们不是神经病呢，愿意留在那边受苦啊。They
were not crazy people who wanted to suffer.
留下的原因就是要为主耶稣做见证。They
stayed behind in order to preach for Christ.
要为这些囚犯做见证。To
preach to the prisoners.
要对这个禁徒做见证。To
preach to the jailer.
所以他不跑。
So he did not run.
今天有可能我们也陷在监牢一般的苦况当中。
Perhaps our afflictions may be as harsh as that in prison.
也许我们呢、相同的侍奉已经做了很久了。
Perhaps we have been in the ministry for a long time.
好累哦，好像在监牢里面被捆绑住。
We feel very exhausted as if we are chained in chains.
但是我们是不是能够为了主，我们不跑？
But are we willing to not escape for the sake of the Lord?
愿意留下来。
Are we willing to stay behind?
为了为主耶稣做见证。
And continue to witness for the Lord.
神会报答你。
Our Lord will repay us.
神会荣耀你。
He will honor us.
腓立比教会就是这样建立起来。
That was how the Philippian church was built up.
在保罗跟希拉，他们用真理辨明福音，用经历来证实福音之余，产生了最好的教会。
Because of Paul and Silas's diligence in preaching the gospel, this good church was built.
所以今天呢、我们不只要以口传道。
Today we must not only preach with our words.
我们要以文弘道啊，要写啊。
We must also preach in writing.
更要用生命证道。
Most importantly, we must preach with life.
用生命证道是最难的。
This is most difficult.
但是也最有说服力。
But this is most convincing.
再来，我们来谈第三个秘诀，兴旺福音的第三个秘诀。
Let's now talk about the third secret to advancing the gospel.
请看第一章的十二节。
Chapter 1, verse 12.
十二节，弟兄们，我愿意你们知道我所遭遇的事，更是叫福音兴旺。十三节，以致我受的捆锁，在御营全军和其余的人中，已经显明是为了基督的缘故。十四节，并且那在主里的弟兄，多半因我受的捆锁，就笃信不疑，越发犯胆传神的道，无所惧怕。这里呀、保罗说到，他因为这个捆锁而兴旺福音。
It was Paul's chains that advanced the gospel.
因为捆锁怎么能兴旺福音呢
？How can imprisonment advance the gospel？
兴旺福音不是要到处去传吗
？Doesn't preaching gospel involve going everywhere to preach？
被绑起来怎么能兴旺福音呢
？How can you advance the gospel when you're in chains？
这是保罗的秘诀哦。
This was Paul's secret.
这边说到，对外。他显明的是为基督的缘故。
It was because it had become evident to others that he was in chains for the sake of Christ.
使那些御营的全军啊都明白啊。
So everyone throughout the palace guard knew why he was there.
御林军啊将近有一万人呢。
There were probably more than 10,000 of them.
让这个一万人啊能够明白说这个保罗啊他不是因为做坏事被关啊。
But he made it clear to these 10,000 people that he did not end up in prison because of something wrong he did.
而是为了耶稣基督的缘故。
But it was for the sake of Christ.
到底谁是耶稣基督啊？
Who is Jesus Christ?
值得他这样子来牺牲啊。
That this Paul had to suffer for him.
相信一定很好奇。
They must have become curious.
一定想要进一步了解。
They must have wanted to know.
我们想想看。
Let's think about this.
如果保罗啊关在罗马监狱里面啊是满口怨言啊。
Suppose Paul was complaining daily in prison.
耶稣啊我为你啊这个舍弃了一切啊你怎么还让我绕到这种地步啊。
Jesus, I sacrificed all my life for you. Why did you let me end up in prison?
什么时候让我离开啊
When am I going to get out of here?
什么时候让我好日子过啊
When am I going to have a better life?
我真倒霉啊。
I'm such a bad luck.
也不要这样子了。
I wish I had not preached the gospel.
如果保罗是这样子的态度啊
，If that was Paul's attitude，
我看这个御林军没有人会来听他，会来了解说他为什么被关了。
Then nobody in the palace guard would be interested in why he was in prison.
保罗不是
，But Paul was different.
没有怨言，只有感恩。
There was no complaint, only thanksgiving.
这才会让那些看守他的御林军觉得惊奇呀、
And this was what amazed.The people in the palace guard.
听说这个保罗啊，他是个很有学问的人啊。
And they knew that Paul was a man of education.
是在被称为律法之光这个加马列这个律法师的门下的门下高徒啊。
He was the top student under the famous school of the Gamaliel.
而且啊，听说这个保罗啊，还当过官呢。
And Paul had also been an official.
他可以拿着这个命令去抓拿基督徒。
He had the authority to capture Christians.
听说他 之前啊，很有社会地位啊。
They have heard that he used to be very respected.
哦，他是法利赛人呐。
He was a Pharisee.
哇，在宗教上很有地位的人呐。
And he had a very honorable position.
啊，为什么会被抓来关呢？
Why did he end up in this prison?
听说是为了耶稣啊。
We heard that it's because of Jesus.
为了他以前逼迫的那个教门呐。
For the sake of the faith that he persecuted.
传讲那个死人复活的道理。
Proclaiming the message of the dead being raised to life.
哎，太稀奇了。
Is such a strange message.
大家一传十，十传百。
So the news spread quickly.
再加上保罗他在监狱当中他的见证，他的表现。
At the same time, Paul's conduct in the prison became a testimony.
让这些狱邻居呢能够相信，这个真的会有，真的有耶稣哦。
All the palace guards must have believed that there is really a Jesus.
真的有死人复活。
That there is really a resurrection.
耶稣基督真的是神。
That Jesus is truly the God.
保罗说的是真的。
And Paul's message is true.
啊，不然他为什么肯牺牲这么多？
If not, why would he suffer so much?
所以有很多人就跟着保罗来信。
So many believed because of Paul.
再来，他这个捆锁对内造就信徒。
Not only so, his chains edified the believers.
14节这里说啊。
Verse 14.
说啊，主内的弟兄多半因他受的捆锁，就笃信不疑，越发放胆传啊这个神的道，无所惧怕。
Because of my chains, most of the brothers in the Lord have been encouraged to speak the word of God more courageously and fearlessly.
现在的教会需要什么？
What does the church today need?
需要像保罗这样的榜样。
We need people with Paul's example.
需要一个被献在祭坛上面的榜样啊。
We need examples of people who have been offered on the altar.
献到祭坛上不能拿下来的呢。
When you're placed on the altar, you cannot get out.
献上去就是要为主烧尽啊。
If you have been offered to God, you must be consumed.
半途拿下来是烧焦的呢。
If you are taken off halfway, then you are burnt.
是难看的呢。
It's ugly.
不能够半途拿下来。
You cannot get out of the altar halfway.
保罗就是为主烧尽的榜样。
Paul was totally consumed for God.
把万事看作粪土。
He considered everything as refuse.
以前看为有益的，现在为了耶稣基督都看作粪土。
What he used to count as gain, he now considered loss for the sake of Christ.
这样的精神激励了主内所有的弟兄姐妹。
And his attitude encouraged the brothers and sisters.
保罗他竟然肯为了耶稣。这些通通放弃掉。
Paul was willing to lay aside all these for the sake of Christ.
身陷在监牢当中还甘之若饴啊。
And even though he was in prison, he was still in peace.
那他所讲的是真的咯。
So his message must be true.
他所传讲的信息是真的咯。
So, and the gospel he preached must be real.
大家信心受到坚定。
So everyone's faith was established.
早期的教会啊，是用基督徒的鲜血浇灌的。
The early church was watered by the blood of the saints.
是要拿命来换的啊。
People have to sacrifice their lives.
初期300年当中啊，总共有十几次的大逼迫。
During the first 300 years of Christianity, there were several great persecutions.
每次的大逼迫啊。这个持续大概都十多年了。
And every great persecution will last more than 10 years.
每次的大逼迫都有以百万计的这个基督徒啊来殉道。
And thousands and millions of people, Christians, were martyred.
所以啊，早期要信耶稣要拿命来换呢。
So to be a Christian in those days, you need to give your life in exchange.
耶稣基督老早用命把他们赎回来。
But our Lord Jesus has redeemed all of their lives early on.
所以他们也拿命来换信仰。
In exchange, they give their lives for their faith.
这些基督徒看到保罗的表现。
These believers saw Paul's example.
他们就笃信不疑，越发放胆传讲神的道。
And became encouraged to preach to God more courageously.
没有惧怕。
Without fear.
有人说问说现在的青年为什么不愿献身呢？
Some people ask, why don't the young people today want to be preachers?
因为他们没有看到榜样。
This is because they don't see examples.
没有看到像保罗这样的榜样。
They don't see examples like that of Paul.
所以他们怀疑。
They have doubts.
怀疑这个圣经所传讲的信息到底是不是真的？
They wonder if the message in the Bible is true.
赏赐是不是真的?
They wonder if the rewards are true.
啊,如果是真的,为什么有人中途变节呢?
If it's true, why do people turn halfway?
所以他们害怕。
So they are afraid.
他们胆怯了。
They have become scared.
他们不敢踏上侍奉的道路。
They are afraid to step into full-time ministry.
这个榜样是谁啊?
What is the example?
是谁应该成为现在祭坛上面的榜样呢?
Who should be the good example of being on the altar?
是传道人。
It is the preacher.
是长职负责人。
It is the ministers.
也是我们说的弟兄姐妹们。
It is every brother and sister.
你们都应该要被献在祭坛上的。
You must all be on the altar.
因为我们都是尊君的祭司。
All of us are royal priests.
我们都是属灵国度、属光明的这个子民啊。
We are in the spiritual kingdom. We are the people of light.
愿我们都能够成为一个献到祭坛上为主烧尽的榜样。
May each one of us be an example of being offered on the altar.
让慕道朋友们，让我们教会的弟兄姐妹们看到我们所有的弟兄姐妹的榜样啊。
Let the true seekers and the brothers and sisters see our good examples.
能够对我们的信仰笃信不疑。
So that they will have confidence in our faith.
能够放胆传讲神的道。
So that they will proclaim God's word courageously.
能够无所惧怕。
So that they would have no fear.
再来，我们来谈谈这个兴旺福音的第四个秘诀。
The fourth secret to advancing the gospel.
那看二十七节。
Verse 27.
一章二十七节。
Chapter 1, verse 27.
二十七节，只要你们行事为人与基督的福音相称，叫我或来见你们，或不在你们那里，可以听见你们的景况，知道你们同有一个心志，站立的稳，为所信的福音齐心努力。这里保罗谈到说兴旺福音的第四个秘诀就是要行事与福音相称。
The fourth secret to advancing the gospel is to conduct ourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ.
什么是相称
What does it mean to be worthy?
相称就是相等的意思。
To be worthy means to live up to.
好像一个天平。
It is like a scale.
两边都要同重啊，它才会平衡啊。
Both objects need to have equal weight.
今天救恩，今天耶稣基督用他的替我们世上的罪人代死在十字架上，已经放在天平上面了。
Our Lord Jesus has laid down his life to redeem the people of this world, and he has placed himself on one side of the scale.
然后你用你信主之后，你怎么样改变成为新人，怎么样有新的这个行为，你放到另外一个天平上面。
And after we have believed in Christ, with our Christian lives and conduct, we place ourselves on the other end of the scale.
会不会平衡
？Will they balance？
会不会相等
？Will they be equal？
这个就是相称。
That's what it means to be worthy.
刚刚我们讲过生命的见证最困难。
As I've said, a living testimony is the most difficult.
要形成向人家传讲福音的立场很难。
It's difficult to convince others with our lives.
教会不是靠着著名的传道人来注目才会兴旺。
A church is not prosperous because there's a famous pastor.
教会不是说要很多有钱的信徒才会兴旺。
And the church is not prosperous because there are many wealthy members.
要靠着我们每个弟兄姐妹。
The church's prosperity depends on every brother and sister.
让我们的行事为人都能够彰显出我们的救恩。
Let our conduct manifest our salvation.
能够让我们的行事为人跟所蒙的救恩能够相称。
May our conduct be worthy of the calling we have received.
让周遭的人能够感受到我们的不一样。
Let the people around us see that we are different.
我小弟初到美国来。
I came to the U.S. for the first time.
我听到很多的说，这里是美国。
I heard many people say, this is America.
有信徒跟小弟说
some say to me.
当他跟他的儿女要求要照圣经上的教训来贯彻。
When they teach their children according to the Bible.
或者是要他们遵守这个人伦这个常规。
When they try to teach family lives and ethics.
他儿女总是跟他讲说 ,Come on, this is American.
And the children would tell them, Come on, this is America.
这里是美国那个是古老的事情的啦。
Don't tell me old-fashioned stuff.
当然地方性不同有些事情也不同。
Of course, cultural differences will result in different circumstances.
但是有些事情也不能够改变。
But there are certain things that will never change.
我相信哈，没有说台湾的魔鬼比较小，美国的魔鬼比较大哈。
I don't think the Chinese demons are smaller than the American demons.
我相信都一样。
All the demons are the same.
也没有说台湾的信徒就比较爱主，美国的信徒就不爱主，不可能。
At the same time, this is not to say that Taiwanese believers are more loving to the Lord than American believers.
爱主的心不分啊海内外的。
The love of the Lord, the love for the Lord is beyond boundaries.
啊，敬虔也不分东西南北啊。
And our godliness cannot be separated by geography.
所以希望我们都能够用我们的啊这个行事为人来验证我们所相信的道理。
So let our conduct be a witness of the message we preach.
以兴旺福音成为我们行事为人的总目标。
May the advancement of the gospel be the ultimate goal of all our conducts.
以我们的生活的见证成为耶稣基督福音的推荐函。
May our living witnesses be the letter of recommendation for Christ.
求主耶稣帮助我们。
May our Lord Jesus help us.